possible action on follow-up information received regarding retiring member with on-call pay. That's Kurt.
Yes, thank you. So this example came to us because we started with some newspaper articles about spiking, and we said we have a process in place to detect it, but the stay order doesn't let us implement that procedure. And we wanted to know more about the procedure, more about things we could do. Suggestions came up that maybe there's something else we could do. So we looked at it, we proceeded to find out exactly what this was paid for, why it was paid at this very convenient time in their final year. And we did learn, saw if you read that far in the packet, and hopefully you did read these two paragraphs I wrote about the little description of what the member was being paid for and why her role was so much different in her final year than it had been as a nurse for the rest of her career. It just so happened that she was assigned to this team to implement this electronic health record system, which was a huge project. You might have read about it a couple years ago when it was implemented. And she was on that team. She was actually on it for over a year before she started doing any on-call. It wasn't until the system was implemented that the on-call was required, and that wasn't something she actually knew in advance when she was on this team. So like I said, we talked to the employee, we talked to the employer, I talked to several supervisors, people in charge of the IT project itself, and all the way up to the chief nursing officer who had recruited and selected members for this team. And I got a pretty good understanding of what it was, and everything seemed to fit. So a little delay in getting something in writing from the employer, but once we have that, here we are again. And the things that we looked at, the possible reasons we might exclude this and not allow this to increase our compensation in the final year, I listed them here in bullet points on page 2. The first one was pay for services rendered outside of normal working hours. That's some additional language that was put into the definition of compensation earnable by AB 197. This very likely would fit that and be excluded under that, except there's a stay that prevents us from doing that. The decision in 97 was to include on-call pay, and we're stuck with that decision for the time being. Second one is the one we're talking about, compensation that was paid to enhance retirement benefit. Now, we've asked that the stay be amended, which annoyed the judge, apparently. He hasn't amended it yet, but we did enough to come to the conclusion that it doesn't look like this was paid to enhance the benefit anyway. So we wouldn't suggest going any further with that. The fraud section in Searle was brought up, if this was fraud against the county retirement systems. There's nothing to suggest that the retiree or the employer made any false statements. If they didn't lie about anything, they didn't commit fraud, and we don't think we were excluded under that section. But I'm not a lawyer. The next one, there's another section that if you look at one particular sentence, it talks about excluding something that was an improper increase in compensation by the member. So we said, oh, improper. Well, this looks kind of improper. But when you read the whole section, they're not talking about, you know, something immoral or something shady. They're specifically talking about correcting errors, the board's authority to correct errors. And when they talk about improper, if you look up in the dictionary, improper does in fact mean erroneous. So that's what they're talking about, correcting the error. So we didn't find that this was paid in error. It was earned by the member and paid to the member. Going through all the timesheets for the period, we did uncover an error. The member was actually underpaid by about 9 hours of on-call. So other than that, there's no error to correct, and even that error won't be corrected.
Motion to follow the recommendation.
Thank you.
I got a question. Okay, we voted to exclude on-call pay.
Call back.
No,
on-call. Services rendered outside of normal working hours.
Okay, we voted to exclude call back.
Yes, subject to the state, to the decision in the AB 197 lawsuit.
Yeah, it says at the April 10, 13 meeting, the board discussed the fact that on-call pay appeared to be completely excluded. And I know we've got the lawsuit, but we did vote to exclude on-call pay.
On this member's pending further investigation on this member because they reached the audit limit, the filter that Kirk put in place to see if somebody was apparently, anyway, enhancing their benefit.
This issue came before. This particular person came before the board.
Okay, but I'm going back to the broad policy. Did we not vote to exclude on-call pay as a policy?
For PEPRA.
For PEPRA. Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's what I needed to be clear on. So I agree she did not do this to enhance her benefit or anything like that. So I just needed to have the clarity about why the staff is recommending the on-call pay.
That's confusing.
Again, this is for the filter for legacy employees.
Yes, yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm all right. Fine, thank you.
Jerry had the motion.
Harvey had, or is there a second to Jerry's motion? I'll second it. Harvey, you had your hand.
Given the fact that this issue is tied up in active litigation right now and that we're going to get a ruling from the court, at least some direction from the court within days, I would suggest that this matter be put over to the next meeting on the 26th until we can see what that ruling is and if it impacts the decision.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense to tell her we're going to do it and then the court says, oh, no, you're not.
As I understand it, the person is in retirement pay status since July 1, is getting the benefit. That doesn't include the piece that would be the on-call. So it's not a hardship, I don't think. And if it is, maybe we ought to talk about that. But we're talking about another couple of weeks to get some to see what the court says about this issue, which is squarely presented in the litigation. So I offer that as a consideration.
Okay. I'll withdraw my second at this time then, because otherwise we're not going to, I mean, we don't want to whipsaw her.
Okay.
Is there any other second?
No.
Okay. The motion fails at this time. We will put this on.
There was no second?
It was withdrawn.
I withdrew my second because of Harvey's comment.
And since there's not a second, you can't go through with
it. No, I understand. I guess you're okay. You want us to come back and discuss it one more time. I'm sorry.
So you'll bring it back to us, Kurt.
So we'll
November 23rd meeting.
Yeah, we'll re-agendize.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for taking those out.
Thanks, Karen.
I'm gonna go take care of garbage now.
Not to raise my bill.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. We're getting close, people. Item 11, consider and take possible action on Sacker's legislative proposal. Karen?
One proposal from Sacker's legislative committee. They've continued to work on PEPRA cleanup